The Power of a Story. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. HLN, formerly Headline News, which once broadcast as many headlines as possible, made the decision to become all about one headline, Casey Anthony, and ratings soared. HLN's star host, Nancy Grace, called Casey Tot Mom and made the story so compelling with her nightly outrage that the rest of the media were pulled into orbit. I admit that I myself, despite my passionless common sense, tuned into that tedious sentencing hearing this morning for that one nugget of news that could be summarized in a few seconds. She's going to be out in a few days. That's the news. But you don't just tune in for the news. You tune in to see Tot Mom. You tune in to see whether she has makeup on today and what she's whispering. Is her hair up or down? It was down, by the way. Wearing the long mane, as they say on HLN. Everybody had their breaking news alerts up. Fox had the flashing police beacon going. That's the power of storytelling. Is this good? Is this bad? I don't know. But I do know that it's real. It works. And the story goes on. Next phase. Who cashes in? One juror got a trip to Disneyland for talking to ABC. Another promises to talk to any network who will pay $50,000. And of course, Casey herself is free to write her book and, after a decent interval, pull Oprah out of retirement. And strangely, it gives me hope that this will keep us so distracted through the summer that even if the nation does slip into default, we won't notice.
The country is spending entirely too much
money. Go away. You guys are boring us. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.